This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And so everybody talks about freedom and not to have a shot or have a test. Well, guess what? So how about patriotism? How about making sure that you're vaccinated so you do not spread the disease to anybody else? What about that? What's the big deal?
What about my freedoms, my rights, my family's way of living? You don't concern yourselves with that, do you? People don't want your warped and distorted sensibilities to interfere with their way of life.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I think that the president thinks the way people across the country, American families, digest inflation is by price increases. And if you look at industry to industry, it's a little different. So, for example, the president, the secretary of agriculture have both spoken to what we've seen as the greed of meat conglomerates.
They can't seriously expect us to swallow that tripe.
Now is a special treat. Please help yourselves to this tripe.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the number if you would like to call us. You know, a lot of people have been thinking a lot about real estate this year. I was spent the summer on the Cape, and the real estate market was out of control. I still have a place in Wellesley, which has been out of control real estate-wise, and I have the place here in South Florida where it's been beyond out of control. I just can't imagine how much the prices have escalated over the last 2 years, and especially this last year. And we wanted to have on Justin Manning to just talk about this from jjmanning.com. They run the auctions of property, to just talk about the real estate market. I'm just going to give you a story here, just as sort of a bullet points. The median home sales price in the U.S. peaked in June at $386,000. That's a 24% jump compared to last year. Record low inventory, with numbers dropping to 1.38 million homes for sale in June on a seasonally adjusted basis. Investors this year bought 18.2% of all homes. That's up from 11.2% in the same period last year. Second home demand was up 91% from pre-pandemic levels in January. Luxury homes sold climbed 25% in value year over year, ultimately hitting just over $1 million. These are amazing numbers, and they're kind of scary because what are you going to do if you sell your house? And is this the time to sell your house? Is there going to be a correction, et cetera, et cetera? Justin Manning from JJ Manning, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks, Howie. And one of the main factors to all those statistics which you just rattled off, which are staggering, is people, we talked about this before, the new term I've heard is people have decided on their forever home, right? You know, so yeah. If everyone stopped working, they had plenty of time to think about what they wanted to do with their money, and they decided that this is where I want to be. So that became a gold rush for homes, for especially in really good areas, people that wanted second homes, people vacating the cities to have some social distance. But it truly became this gold rush this past year. But when you look at all those statistics, I mean, you and myself, we're of a certain age where we understand that there have been ups and downs in the real estate market.
Right.
And there's been many, you know, it's cyclical, and there's been many times of ups and downs. So is the down coming? Well, it's so hard to say, because I would think that COVID would have been a time where we would have thought it was going to be down, and it did the complete opposite, you know, which is still mind-boggling,
right,
to us here.
And also the fact that so many office buildings and malls are being turned into housing. You would think that would be cutting down at least cutting the rate of increase a little bit, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and speaking of those, I just saw that New York State is extending their moratorium on commercial property foreclosures for a number of months. It's been going on, and it's continuing on with very little documentation needed to be able to extend some of these. But it makes sense, because you still drive through the cities and you realize that, you know, whether it's at a Fidelity investment building or somewhere else, that maybe only 25% of the workforce is actually in person at the building, and the rest of them are at home, at their forever home, working and living, you know.
Right. And in New York State, I mean, you have there, they want to reinstitute the mask mandate, much over the to the chagrin of the business owners and the local elected officials, the people who are running it, but the governor is running for reelection. It's just a big mess. I mean, the problem here is, Justin, and I just want to get into this, is, you know, you say to yourself, I got a chance to cash out like I've never been able to cash out before. But what you have to ask yourself is, what am I going to do with the money if I can't afford to buy a house to replace where I'm living now? I mean, what do you tell people when they come to you?
So this is exactly what I tell them. And before I answer that, I'll say that in your stats there, another stat, over 50% of the property homes that sold in 2021 sold over asking price. So if you're a seller, you are insane to not sell now. And so on the other side of that coin, as you said, where do I go? Well, so my advice to somebody that wants to sell or needs to sell and wants to sell at the top of the market is, sell now and then put that money in a safe investment location that's not going to change too much. You know, I don't need you to throw it into cryptocurrency or something, you know, or something that's maybe could be fluctuating. Put it in something safe, and then maybe rent a property, maybe move in with a family member, something, because wouldn't it be beautiful to sell at the peak and then wait as all these things are instituted, meaning the tax code changes from the Fed, the Reserve, Federal Reserve has already stated that in 2022 they're going to raise mortgage interest rates by 0.75%. So what do those things do? When you make a little tick, like twist a little button on that high level, it has an effect. So if you look at it, there's only 1.4, give or take, million houses for sale. Well, the way to make it so that it's not so crazy is allow the million plus foreclosures that need to happen on all these zombie properties and empty properties and decrepit properties. Let those foreclosures happen. You infuse the marketplace and you balance it out, because right now it's unbalanced to the benefit of the sellers, but it's not realistic, Howie, and it needs to get balanced out. So allowing those foreclosures to happen, it's not taking somebody's house away. It's somebody that hasn't paid in probably 3, 4, 5 years. It's a function of how it goes on in this country. Let those happen. It'll flood the market with some inventory. It'll balance out the prices. It'll help some of the issue with the housing crisis, and those properties get done over, and so they're not just, you know, an eyesore.
Is it too late to max out with these auctions? Because it seems to, when we were on Cape Cod all summer, it seemed like the market was cooling off a little bit. It didn't seem quite as crazy at Labor Day as it was at Memorial Day. Has the peak passed, or is it still a good chance to auction off your property?
So there's nothing has really changed. It's kind of what I've said is it's flatlined at the peak right now. It's not going down. It's not going up. It's kind of staying there. And that's why you said you might see a property that's on the market a little bit longer than it was before, which is still not a long time. But we always in our business get away from the seasonality of the holidays. And right now we're booking things for early 2022 and starting the marketing now, because it is still that great time. It has not started to go down. And it's going to, because it always does at some point. And you and I don't know exactly when that is, but
right.
If we look at 2021, I'm going to do this for you, Howie. I don't do it for many people, but in my auction voice, I'm going to rattle off the towns for which we sold real estate for Howie Carr listeners, if you would.
Okay, go ahead.
If you would allow me. Needham, Mass., Westwood, Mass., Taunton, Mass., Hopkinton, Mass., Yarmouth, Mass., Brockton, Mass., Revere, Mass., Westford, Mass., Swansea, New Hampshire, Pembroke, New Hampshire, and Sandown, New Hampshire. So we have, these are all, you know, Howie listeners have properties They need this home quickly, contingency-free, and, you know, we've been doing it for 45 years, so we really know how to get it done. And right now, in this market, it's easy to do our job great because everything is, as you said, it's at that peak. And when that changes, we can still do it. But if you want all the money, you know, all the money is still now.
So, but the prime real estate season is in the spring. But so if someone called you now, would you set it up for an auction in the spring or would it be immediately?
No. Okay. So what we do is we're looking to get past January 15th before scheduling anything because we want people paying attention to what we're doing. But if you think about the person buying the property, like let's say it's a second home on the Cape per se, they don't want to close in June. They want to close in March and spend 2 months, you know, painting and redoing, doing work on the property before then making use of it. So from a timing perspective, there's a little gap from like December 15th to January 15th. I don't want to do your auction even if you ask me to. Mm-hmm. But then beyond that point, it's wide open. And it's not when you'd want to, it's selling it is much earlier. And selling and closing on it would be much earlier than when you actually want to get in there because you want to add your touches, whether big or little, to that asset, you know, speaking of homes.
843 says, Nantucket real estate market hit $2 billion through November. Still glad I sold out and moved south, but I'd be richer if I waited. Yeah, I mean, but you can always say that, right? You could always say, I'd be richer if I waited, you know? That's the way it goes.
The island benefited from the 2% land bank fee on all of those transactions as well. So that's what funds the land bank. Every sale on the island, there's a 2% land bank fee that goes back, and they retain and basically keep Nantucket as it is. But another stat, and I think I mentioned it once before, is that Barnstable County was the fifth highest median sale price increase in the United States.
Really?
It was the fifth. It's 33%.
Now that's impressive. That's more impressive than any of those stats I just read. The fifth highest. What was the highest, do you know?
States. I didn't, you know, I get a, the email came from a Cape-based, the realtor office on the Cape.
If you can get that, send it to me tomorrow so I can read it. I'd like to see what the top 10 were. That would be very interesting. Yeah. Justin, if people want to, you do auctions, you don't have to go through the whole thing about inspections and, you know, seeing if they can actually pay, the buyer can actually pay and get an approved loan. Everything is taken care of right at the auction because everybody's approved. So if people want to learn more about how to do auctions for their real estate property, who would they go to see or what's your phone number?
All right. I'd ask them to contact my man Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit our website at www.jjmanning.com.
Okay, and you can start the process of getting an auction in the early part of 2022.
Right, we want to get it signed up. We want to get it up online. We want to get eyes looking at it, but we don't want to sell it yet because our job is to get you the most money in an as is, no contingency sale. And I can't do that at this exact moment, but we can start getting people excited and get them drooling about it when we set the date and get things in motion.
Okay, great. And one more time, what's the number in the website?
All right, I will talk to them, but I would ask you first to call my man Charlie at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com.
Great. Thank you, Justin Manning, for being with us, and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You too, Howie. Thank you.
I'm Howie Carr.
Not even Santa works his elves as hard as Howie works his staff.
Now get to work! 10 minutes break! Not for you!
Howie Carr. Fun fact, Charles Dickens modeled Ebenezer Scrooge after Howie.
He was a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone, a squeezing, wrenching, grasping, clutching, covetous old sinner.
All right, so I'm lying. Howie's not quite that old. Merry Christmas from Howie Carr.
Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine for heart-healthy energy without a caffeine crash. For my listeners only, you can get up to 45% off plus free shipping at superbeats.com/Howie. These are the Super Beats Heart Chews wrapped in foil. Tastes like candy, but they're good for you. This is their best offer available anywhere. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Up to 45% off at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
In your experience, who's more terrified of COVID, the fully vaccinated or the unvaccinated?
The fully vaccinated.
95% say the fully vaccinated.
All right. 844-500-4242. We told you about the FBI agents. There's more information now about these FBI agents who were had sex with prostitutes. It turns out that they denied it in lie detector tests afterwards. An official said the FBI raised the alarm after multiple then-FBI officials solicited, engaged, and or procured commercial sex. This is a DOJ report. A texter said that this happened in Southeast Asia at a big conference they had. Two of the officials were also accused. Listen to this. Two of the officials were also accused of being involved in delivering, quote, a package containing approximately 100 white pills, unquote. Aspirin? To a foreign law enforcement officer, the report said, without elaboration. 100 white pills. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. I'm just wondering if they named the country like my they didn't even name the region in this in the report. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I my mom lives in Western Kentucky, and I would visit her, and we would go to all the small towns in what they call the purchase region. Did you ever hear of the White House call it the purchase region?
No.
No, of course not, because they're just slimy lawyers sliming up Western Kentucky. And I've been to Mayfield. Me and my mom, we used to go, we would do genealogy hunting.
Yeah.
And we went to the courthouse and we went to the town hall and we went to
what happened to that area where you used to go? Was it hit pretty hard? I guess he was in Mayfield. It must have been hit pretty hard, right?
Oh yeah, it was hit really hard. But the thing I remember about Mayfield, Kentucky, which the slimy lawyers from Washington won't tell you, it was a very peaceful town, and it was just a beautiful place, and I'm sorry that the people of Mayfield have to like put up with idiots like Joe Biden.
With Joe Biden, I know. I think someone on the Trump line said, hasn't Kentucky suffered enough? Thanks for the call, Rick. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Just looking at a story about Biden in Kentucky. I'm kind of surprised by this. He walked by someone with a Packers jersey on or a Packers hat. A jacket and a hat. And he said,
"Get ready, pal."
Well, he said that too. But he also said, "Tell that quarterback he's got to get the vaccine." Now, I'm quite surprised because I would have thought he figures Bart Starr is still the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Not Brett Favre. Not to mention not Aaron Rodgers, but he apparently knew that. Do you think this? Did someone shot? He can't have. How the hell did he know that? There's no way he could know that.
Well, what do you think he does in Delaware on the weekends? He just sits there and watches football.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, he can't remember anything. You know, I mean, that's
why
the thing.
He couldn't come up with a guy's name.
Well, at least he knew that he was unvaccinated and that it had been a kind of a tempest in a teapot story earlier in the season.
Is Bart still alive?
Boy, I don't know.
He's not vaccinated either, so.
I don't know. I don't think Bart Starr is still alive, but I'm not sure.
No, he's not coming down for breakfast since 2019.
All right, 8-4. I'm surprised. I would not have expected Dementia Joe to know who Aaron Rodgers. You're right. He couldn't come up with the name, but at least he knew what he. Maybe it was because he has a good-looking girlfriend. Joe does remember things like that, though. You know. All right, 844-500-4242. We should mention the dispute between Elon Musk and the fake Indian. This is just a great, great story. And the more I see of Elon Musk, the more I like the guy. You know, I know he gets the subsidies to build a Tesla, and I don't really care about paying subsidies to rich people so they can buy his car. But you gotta like the guy for coming back at these people. He referred to her as Senator Karen after she claimed he does not pay taxes and is freeloading off of everyone else. I mean, talk about chutzpah. And as he pointed out, you know, stop projecting. I mean, freeloading? This is a woman who was going nowhere. She was a teaching assistant or, you know, an adjunct professor, which means she's just teaching classes by a certain amount of, you know, per class she's getting paid. She has no tenure at UT Austin, which isn't a bad law school, I guess, but it's not the Ivy League. As soon as she becomes an Indian, or as soon as she checks the box, I should say, she goes to the University of Pennsylvania, and then she gets a job. She gets promoted from there to Harvard University Law School. She's teaching one course a year, or one course a semester, for, at the time, about $350,000. Her husband's the same way, her second husband. He was teaching the one course per semester and getting $350,000 a year. Now it would probably be $500,600,000 a year. And she's complaining about how college is too expensive and we have to forgive student loan debt. And she's accusing Elon Musk of not paying his fair share of taxes. And as he pointed out, he said, if you opened your eyes for 2 seconds, you would realize I will pay more taxes than any American in history this year, because he's selling off billions of dollars worth of stock. And so he has to pay capital gains. And even though, you know, he's trying to do it before the tax rate is increased, as it may well be next year, if they get through this monstrosity known as the Build Back Boondoggle, he's still going to pay probably billions of dollars, at least $1 billion, maybe more. I don't know exactly what, but it's a hell of a lot more than anyone else has ever paid in taxes. And he said this to her: "You remind me of when I was a kid and my friend's angry mom would just randomly yell at everyone for no reason. Please don't call the manager on me, Senator Karen." I still think, though, I told Grace I could have made this the poll question today. What's the best nickname for the fake Indian? Is it Pocahontas, Liawatha, or Senator Karen? What do you think, Taylor?
I like Liawatha.
Yeah. I think I'd go with Liawatha or Pocahontas, one or the other, but I don't think I'd change it to Senator Karen. Any of these people can be Senator Karen. In New York State, you could have Governor Karen. Before Gina Raimondo got the job with Dementia Joe, she could have been Governor Karen, too.
Yeah, but Elizabeth Warren does have the classic Karen haircut, so there's that going for her.
Yeah, she does. She does, and she walks like a Karen, too. That no-nonsense walk that she's got. 843 says, I really hate to agree with the fake Indian, and I generally like Musk, but he is far and away the biggest benefactor of tax welfare in history. So good, we will get some of those billions back. But at least he's providing some kind of product, and it's not, and I have no interest in the product myself, you know, and I don't want to spend that kind of dough for a car, and I don't think electric vehicles really make a bit of difference in the overall ecology of the earth. But, you know, at least he's providing a service. What is Elizabeth Warren provided for a service? It's just BS. She's a total scam artist. He's providing something. You know, you may not like the product, and you may think we're all subsidizing it, which we are, but at least it's something. And, last month, he responded to Bernie Sanders demanding that the wealthy pay their fair share. And he responded on that one, I keep forgetting that you're still alive.
I'm going to get me a beer.
You know, these guys, you know, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and all the rest of them, Joe Biden, they've all become millionaires, not billionaires, but millionaires, just by leeching off of other people. What have any of them ever produced? I mean, and again, I know being a teacher can, you know, that can be a productive form of existence, but I don't think Elizabeth Warren's ever, who has she had as students? Michelle Wu, okay? Michelle Wu was one of her students. Oh, great. Now she's the mayor of Boston, and she wants to reinstall rent control and make the MBTA free. Okay, great. She learned a lot. Bernie Sanders isn't even a teacher. What the hell did he ever? He never did anything. I remember when he was elected mayor of Burlington, Vermont. I've told this story before. They sent me up on a little plane to interview him for Channel 7, just because I wasn't doing anything that day. He looked like a guy who was two steps up from the Pine Street Inn. I'm telling you, he really did.
How did he smell?
Same thing. In those days, the Herald was one block from the Pine Street Inn. So I had a pretty good idea of the odoriferousness of people who were hanging out in that neighborhood. Yeah. 617 says Elon Musk provides jobs. Yeah, he does. And he fights the unions too. And you know, another thing about Elon Musk, which I like, he said that, and he has six kids. He's 50 years old, and he has six kids. He says people have got to start having more kids, and that's true. He's absolutely right, but nobody else will even think about saying that. If India now is not even replacing its population. I mean, this is getting to be a worldwide problem with not having enough children. China's already below replacement level. So is Japan, Europe. I mean, the U.S. is getting close to it. And it's the only thing we're getting is illegal aliens, which is not really that a great way to replace your population, because they're generally not productive individuals.
Some of them subtract from our population while they're still alive.
What? Oh,
still subtract from our population while they're still alive.
Yeah, they're killing American citizens on top of everything else. 844-500-4242. 561 says Breitbart is reporting that Biden was greeted with chants of "Let's go Brandon" while shuffling around Kentucky. We're looking for that. I asked Taylor and Matt to see if they could find any of that, but we don't have any of that so far. Maybe we'll have it in tomorrow, but we don't have it right now. 844, and someone is also saying that the Packers person was a plant, but I don't think that's true. It's the White House operation isn't good enough to come up with a plant like that for him. 844-500-4242. They'd be too concerned that he would say, tell Bart Starr to get a to get a vaccination. They wouldn't take that chance. I know they take a lot of chances with words like scintillating, but they're not going to go that far. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, hey, Howie.
Hi.
You know, I grew up in Vermont, and back in the day, I remember when Bernie blew into Vermont, and he basically bummed around most of the time.
Right.
Living on everybody else's money, even then, as a bum. And he tried to become a carpenter. As I recall, he couldn't drive a nail straight or cut a board square. And then he got into becoming a community disorganizer and a bit of a political rabble-rouser, and then all of a sudden he became mayor of Burlington, South Burlington.
He was in one of at least one of the communes, and you know, no one was exactly busting their hump in the commune, but they threw him out for being a parasite, for being a bum, for not even doing the basic chores. Yeah, you're right. And he didn't, and he kept running for office, and he was getting like 1% of the vote, and he was writing for one of these hippie newspapers, and he wrote the story back in the 70s about how women fantasize about being raped. Remember that? And he never took any crap about that. If it had been a Republican, that would have ended his career when that came out. I think they dragged it out one of the times he ran for president, but it didn't have any effect because he was promising so much free stuff. And the thing about being elected mayor of Burlington, as I recall, Peter, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't he get elected the first time with like 9 votes? He won by 9 votes. I think that was about it. And you know, like a number of people, they figured this guy can never win because he's never won an election. So there were a bunch of people that were snowbirds and they were down in Florida and they didn't bother to vote. And then, you know, the rest is history. Every vote counts. That's the lesson here. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
Yeah, not as robust as we would have hoped. But, I mean, they are recovering from a terrible tornado, or as Biden would say, a hurricane, as Brandon would say, a hurricane. That was Joe Biden was greeted with in Kentucky today as he arrived to view the damage. This was in Mayfield, Kentucky. According to Breitbart, 2 people were chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," as he arrived. And you just heard it. And again, you can get the Let's Go Brandon t-shirts at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. It's you still got time to get it before Christmas. We bring in an extra people to fill all the orders we're getting. 413 says, does the Let's Go Brandon t-shirt come in any colors other than white? No. There aren't that many white Brandon t-shirts. Let's Go Brandon. This is a good one, though, I think. It's got the red, white, and blue flag on it. And Old Glory. So there it is.
I kid and say the best thing that ever came out of Kentucky was my sister-in-law. And she is, she's all blue. She went to UK, then she went up to Duke Law School, and she married my brother. We're all thankful to everybody for her marrying my brother.
Now, is this the brother that still owes $1 million for the fatal auto accident in California, or is this the brother that lives down here in Boca? And is business partners with Hunter, the crack-addled, stripper-chasing alcoholic son who was thrown out of the Navy for coke use. Which one is it? But, that's kind of inappropriate in itself, isn't it? I mean, to go down to a place that's ravaged by hurricane, it would be like, what if Bush had gone down to New Orleans after Katrina and said, you know, I know a lot about Louisiana. I remember one time I came down for Mardi Gras and got really hammered in the French Quarter. You know, I mean, it's kind of this. It seems kind of inappropriate that you should have a little more more respect or a little more sobriety, shall we say?
I tell everybody you ought to marry into a family with 5 or more sisters.
Yeah.
My wife has 4 sisters. You have 5.
Yeah.
You know why that's the reason?
Why?
One of them always loves you.
Oh, my goodness. Ugh. Let's play Cut 21 from Brandon. Cut 21 on the Brandon sheet.
And so everybody talks about freedom and not to have a shot or have a test. Well, guess what? And so how about patriotism? How about making sure that you're vaccinated so you do not spread the disease to anybody else? What about that? What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? You don't have to do anything. It's a free country. And especially if it's against your religious beliefs or that you suspect that there's probably a problem. What's the big deal with our bodies ourselves or your body yourself? I thought you lived by that, being a Democrat and all. Okay, so he's asked about supply chains with Christmas coming up. Cut 20.
There are still concerns about supply chain issues across the nation. Do you feel comfortable speaking to parents and telling them that gifts are not going to be a problem for Santa on December 24th?
Well, they're not going to be. The problem is they're going to be available. It's going to cost you money. Or it's going to cost Santa some money.
Does inflation amuse you? Dementia Joe, are you amused by inflation? Have you been to the supermarket lately, Joe? Cut 15.
The vice president leading our administration's effort.
The vice president. The vice president. Okay. All right. Cut 3 again. Now, remember, he is... Kamala Harris's husband is the second gentleman. Cut 3.
Good evening. Thank you, Kamala, for that introduction and for your partnership. It is a partnership. And Doug has been a fantastic second gentleman. And also, he's a first-rate lawyer.
That's what he calls him, the second gentleman.
But
he also...
I have to admit to you, I have one serious regret. And we talked about this, Jill and I, and so did we talk with the vice president and the first gentleman.
First gentleman, second gentleman. Is there a third gentleman?